Hello. The following program may contain bad words. So if you're listening at work, you best turn it the fuck down. Thank you.
I'm telling you to get out of here.
That was unpleasant. I'm sorry you had to see that.
And how you doing, everybody? Lowlife here, back with you for another Friday night fuck fest. Fun fest. The other thing that's entirely up to you. I'm here to play music, and that's the story I'm sticking with. KSCOM Radio is back for your weekend's enjoyment. We got some new stuff to the KSCOM playlist. A couple of birthday shout-outs to two of rock's finest tonight, and we're going to have a linker request as well. We're going to start off tonight with Mr. Eddie Money on your official radio station of the VH Lynx.
I'm Eddie Money. Your mother's a big fan of mine.
Tonight, brand new day.
how you do it, babe.
Request from Billy 007. This is Black Uhuru. This is called The Right Stuff. Suffering gets harder. Can't afford water, so I
Station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
Thank you. Well, maybe we can talk about it.
The Who on K-Scum, right before that, Pink Floyd from The Division Bell, and Rush from their debut album. The track is called Before and After, with John Rutsey on drums. We're going to move on now to the birthday section of this Friday night show, and we're going to start out with a nice big block to a guitar virtuoso. Born January 13th, 1954 in Johannesburg, South Africa, this singer, songwriter, producer, and film composer took up piano and guitar at a very early age and became a session musician, playing and producing with a variety of artists. In 1972, he joined the band Rabbit, which enjoyed considerable success in South Africa, and later released his first solo album, Beginnings. In 1978, he moved to London to further his career, working as a solo artist and a producer for various bands, including Manfred Mann. After moving to Los Angeles in 1981, he gained prominence as the guitarist of Yes from 1983 to 1995. 90125, his first album with the band, developed mostly from his demos, remains their biggest-selling album, helped by the number one single, Owner of a Lonely Heart. After three additional studio albums with Yes, he would later depart for a career scoring over 40 feature films, including Con Air and National Treasure. I'm talking about Trevor Charles Rabin, who turned 67 this past Wednesday. Happy birthday, Trevor.
how you work with your disguise. It's your uncompromising anger. It's how you cope with all your ties. If you look over your shoulder, you find a kindred soul in me. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going to do another birthday bit here for yet another rock icon born this week. Born January 14th, 1969 in Warren, Ohio, this multi-instrumentalist joined DC area punk band Scream at age 17 in late 1986. They would record and tour until late 1990, at which point he would join Nirvana as their new drummer for their second album, Nevermind. The disc exceeded all expectations and became a worldwide commercial success. Following the death of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain in 1994, which led to the dissolution of the band, Grohl formed the Foo Fighters, a one-man project which later had a lineup that filled out into a full band. Foo Fighters have released 9 further albums since. I am, of course, talking about David Eric Grohl, who turns 52 this week, and here he is on drums with Queens of the Stone Age, recorded live on Friday, June 28th, 2002, at Worthy Farm, Glastonbury. On April 25th, 2006, a small earthquake triggered an underground rock fall at the Beaconsfield gold mine in northern Tasmania, which had a magnitude of 2.3 on the Richter scale. Of the 17 miners who were underground at the time, three remained unaccounted for. One of them would not survive. After their rescue 6 days later, when Dave Grohl heard of the miners' request to have the Foo Fighters' music sent down on MP3 players, he issued a personal message via fax to them indicating he would meet them for a beer. The Foo's 2007 disc Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace would later include this track, fittingly called The Ballad of the Beaconsfield Miners. Thank VH Chick for helping me out with that Dave Grohl birthday bit there. Sherry, your assistance was invaluable there. Thanks so much. This has been K-Scum Radio, brought to you by Brett Norton at VHLinks.com and iBennerGuitars.com. That's going to do it for this Friday night. I am Lowlife Flathead Scum, and I will see you tomorrow night for an all-new Midnight Lounge. Everybody have a great weekend. See you soon.